We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Any great defender, you learn to love watching them play every day. So you play on other teams and you play against great defenders. The nature of the game is you don't always get the opportunity to see it. But when you play, when you're with somebody for, you know, the 110 or 20 games that he's played and playing every day, to see a magical defender play every day and see him do the things that make him great, you know, it's one of the reasons why you love the game. I love the game, and playing a position that I played a lot and watching him do it, it gives me chills, honestly. I mean, he's so fun to watch do it. He does it in such a graceful way and really unique way that it's cool.
That's Craig Counsell talking about Colton Wong. He had just written a piece about how Milwaukee accepted him immediately. And Counsell said, you know, with these guys that come in, Colton Wong and, you know, Willy Adames, the players do that. I mean, I try to do it, but the players do it. The players understand that you got 25 people in that locker room, 26 guys are going to come and go, whether it's veterans coming in or new guys coming up. And why freeze them out? You know, you want them to be a part of the culture. You want them to be able to deliver their strengths. And Colton's one of his strengths is he's a great defender. And what Counsell's saying is, yeah, we go to St. Louis, we play them. Maybe you see a nice play in a series, you go and you don't think about it anymore. But when you can see him every day and you can see just how good he is, it really makes a difference. Colton Wong got signed around the same time as Jackie Bradley Jr. Colton Wong, we talk a lot about. Jackie Bradley Jr., well, we do too, but not in a positive way. It does seem like he'll be on the playoff roster. The NLDS roster, if they play at 3, I think we might get the series roster by the end of the show. So you're on the lookout, Sir Altizer, if you would. Be on the lookout for me because I got a lot going on here. I'm doing the show. I'm running the board. I'm texting my friends. I'm setting FanDuel. I'm looking at coupon apps, trying to figure out where I'm going to stop on the way home. Yeah, I'm busy. I got things going on. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. It is a Fry Dave. And for that reason, we talked to Dave in Cudahy. Dave, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Dave.
Oh, it is such a fantastic day. I have been waiting for this Brewers playoff run to begin, this Brewers championship series to begin, especially after last night. Bart, I don't know. I don't think your kid's old enough yet, but trying to teach a 5-year-old English might be the worst thing in the world. So just pray you don't.
What happened? Well, it is a weird language if you really get into
English
it.
English is terrible. And so I'm trying to teach my daughter the air quotes over here, rules of English, American English, and, you know, like, oh, which vowel sounds do we use? Well, really, just kind of guess for this one. So it's truly the worst thing in the world. I had to step away like 3 times and say that I was letting the dog outside when she didn't have to go outside at all, just so I could scream and not at my daughter, just at like the concept of it all. It was just awful. But Brewers!
I've been waiting for a day like this to watch playoff baseball.
I've been waiting for a day like this to rant about English. But this is going to be a series. This is going to be a really good
I'm sure
series.
You teach English very good, Dave. Very good.
I was an education major for a very brief time. So, it's like, I was there. I was ready for it. We have good concepts, good ideas. But, yeah, I'm ready for baseball, dang it.
So how are we going to do today?
My brain. Huh?
How are we doing? How are we going to do?
I'm thinking 3-1. I think they give up one, especially once they go over to like that Monday game. Seems like something that they could easily lose. But I'm not super concerned. I don't think that the Braves pitching is strong enough, particularly in the bullpen. But, yeah, that'll be the key factor right there.
Dave's keys to the game.
Ooh, I have those now, too.
Yeah. Brought to you by Louie's Locksmith. Louie's Locksmith at 124th and Capitol.
Oh, I was waiting for a slogan.
I couldn't think of one.
Oh, okay. We are your keys to success.
Well, that was the obvious. I passed on that one.
Well, look, we're trying to do things on the spot here. In improv, you just go with it, dang it.
Yeah, you're right.
What's with these denials? It's yes and.
I know. I yes no'd you. Sorry.
I'm trying to get past this English deal. You're not helping me.
Hey, are you going to be anywhere? Isn't it Crusher Fest?
I'll be stopping in at Crusher Fest. I'm doing lacrosse tonight, so I'm going to be listening to the game on the way up there.
You're wrestling in lacrosse?
Yes.
Oh, so where?
River City Championship Wrestling.
Where's that?
It's at a VFW hall just east of the brewery over there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. I lived over there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for a while.
I'll go find your house.
I lived in some apartments. And my rent was $190 a month. So
I wish I had that.
Well, no, you don't.
What, you didn't like the yeast smell?
I paid some woman. I found it on Craigslist.
Okay. You have to change that entire statement right there, because I paid some woman you found on Craigslist does not sound kosher.
Yeah, I paid a woman that I found on Craigslist, and she gave me what I needed.
Oh no.
Yeah.
This is quickly divulged into
what?
The wrong
what am I?
Topic.
What?
I am uneasy.
You're not yes and in me.
No, this is my yes and. This is not so much a yes and, but if this, then what?
Oh, I'm not that far in improv school.
Well, come on over. I can teach you English and improv lessons as well.
Well, have a good drive to La Crosse. It's longer than you think it is. It sucks.
Oh, I've done it. Do it every month, in fact.
Ugh.
It's not so bad on the way up, but the way back is pretty brutal. Pretty much until you hit exit 69 at Mauston.
Yeah, between Madison and Mauston, you're like, this sucks.
Oh, no, La Crosse and Mauston sucks.
No, that's the drive. You get Toma, you get Sparta, you get Fort McCoy. You get Banger. You get it all.
You can't see that. You can't see that at 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, sure. You don't see the bright lights of Coon Valley?
I'm just saying there is zero lights except for the cars. And I think that my headlight is like going to burn out any second. So it's extra dim.
That's the name of the town. I think they should
change. I see where you're going there.
I feel like
I might take a stop off at Sparta. They got that cool roadside attraction graveyard over there. You ever been there?
I've been everywhere in Sparta.
Yeah, I love that place.
Yeah.
with all like the fiberglass graveyard. That thing is awesome.
No, I haven't been there.
Dang it, Bart.
Happy all Friday. Right.
Go Brewers.
Go Brewers.
Let's go. Have a good one.
Close up.
Oh, no. Stop that.
All right. Oh, no. Claws up. Claws up MKE. I saw somebody question on Twitter, why is it Claws up MKE seems forced? And then the Brewers responded to it, like, enjoy the ratio. And everyone's like, yeah, Brewers, you get them. Go get them.
No, he said, it seems manufactured. And the Brewers said, manufacture this ratio.
Yeah, yeah, thanks. Yeah. Well, it is. It does seem manufactured. Look, I'm glad the players like it, okay? I'm glad that Manny Pena made it up, and then he gets to see Claws up on the thing, and they all do the tiger with each other. I'm glad about that. But I'm not ever saying it. Claws up! Oh, I can't wait till there's a big home run. And my buddies that are going to be there, Eddie and Tucker, they're going to look at each other, and they're going to give claws to each other and go, Claws up, Ed! And I'll go, Claws up, Tux! And then they'll, like, claw with each other. Oh, my God. You're not even going to see anybody clapping today. Why clap when you can go? Hashtag claws up MKE. Claws up. I know that every time I drink a White Claw the rest of my life, I will do claws up now. I'll say, claws up, Toby. Claws up, Notebook Mike.
I'm here. Hold on. I did turn my radio down. Hey, that rhymes. Are you there?
Are you there?
Yeah, I had to go turn the radio down.
Okay, well, what's up, buddy?
My Jeff Gordon helmet radio.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'll try and find one. What'd you think of that Oregon Ram, LA Rams game?
What did I think of the Oregon versus LA Rams game?
Well, that's what it looked like. Okay, L.A. Rams, Seattle, Seahawks.
Oh, yeah, I watched that game.
I can explain everything to you. What'd you think of it?
I thought that it was a classic Seattle game where they can never play a normal football game. Guy punted twice on one play.
I can't remember your prediction, though. Who'd you take?
I had Seattle to cover. I was wrong.
Yeah, I had the Rams.
I took out the Rams.
You and Toby were right, though.
So I'm drinking free today.
Hey, but Russell Wilson got hurt, so my pick doesn't count.
Oh, my little pinky hurts. Oh,
it was like it like came off his body.
Well, anyway, when I heard lacrosse, I had to call early.
Oh, great.
I dated a girl. She worked at the Mayo Clinic, nurse, and it's a long drive. You hit Boston on the way back, and then it's just, oh, God.
No, that's great. I stop at that Pilot Wendy's every time.
Well, I love Hardee's, though.
No, you got to go to that Pilot Wendy's.
Well, you know what? I worked with a guy. He drove from La Crosse to work every day.
From here?
And I know you got, like, a little tidy drive there through the construction. Can you imagine hitting from La Crosse through that zoo interchange? That's got to be nuts.
He drove from La Crosse to...
Yeah. To Glendale.
Why didn't he just move?
Well, they're paying him a lot of money. You're programming 200, 300,000 machines. Paying him a lot of money.
So he drove 6 hours every day?
Probably.
And then it's 8 hours for work, so 14... Let's say you get some.
Well,
let's say you
get 8 hours.
So he works 10 hours.
Sure.
All right. So he's working 10 hours. He's driving six. That's 16. Let's say he gets 5 hours of sleep.
Well, he's probably really grouchy. He was really grouchy.
So he gets 2 hours of life every day.
Well, he had like 4 hours of cigarette break. So.
Still.
How come the Badgers ain't getting no mention here?
On the show.
Yeah.
Because their season ended.
Oh, it's over? Good.
Yeah, it's over.
They folded their tents?
Sparky was talking the other day. He hates Bielema. They play Illinois, and Bielema's there, of course. And he said, "Oh, if they lose to Illinois and Bielema, I'll be so mad." And I get it. But if they lose to Illinois, I probably won't find out until I listen to the Big Show on Monday.
So they're playing Illinois.
They're playing Illinois at 2:30. That's the same time as the Brewer game. They play at 4.
Illinois. But yeah, that won't be pretty, will it?
No.
Who you got in the Brewers game? Give me a score.
I'll take Brewers. I'll take 5-3.
If it's the sixth inning and it's 1-0 Braves, who are you taking?
I'll take the Brewers 5-3.
I don't know. I think they're.
All right.
It's that Saints game all over in my head. Deja vu.
Hey, can I ask you something real quick?
Over teams.
No one's overlooking the Braves.
That's not what I hear, and I listen 12 hours a day.
Hey, what's your Jeff Gordon radio look like?
It's a helmet.
All right. Does it have a CD player in it?
Yep.
Wow, you get $45 for that on eBay.
Well, it's worth more to me than that.
Looks pretty cool.
It's cool. It's got a remote.
Yeah, I might buy this.
You should buy it. It's cool. You could play a CD. Someday you're going to have to drop by the crib and check out the collection. Blow your mind.
All right, I'll put that on my calendar.
The whole garage, the whole basement.
Yeah, let's do it November 31st. November 31st.
How about today?
November 31st, I'll be there. Thanks, Mike.
Oh. All right, go Brewers?
Yeah, go right. Brewers.
Okay, I'm going to be at Bullwinkle's.
I know, you told me yesterday.
Yeah, I'm bringing a trophy. Free right. Selfies.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys.
All right, see you, buddy. Notebook Mike. 414-799-1250. You put that on my calendar, please, November 31st.
I'll mark it down.
I don't know why I asked. You're not my assistant. I'm sorry. I just.
No problem. Producer, secretary, whatever you want me to be.
No, you're not my anything. I want to be very clear about this. Don't ever say I'm Bart's producer.
You're my friend.
Oh. Thanks. Thanks. I used to be a cameraman for TV that someone said, oh, my cameraman over here. I'm not yours. You don't own me. But it was a girl reporter. I said, I'll be yours. And she said, you sweat on every shoot we go on. You're disgusting. I see the absolute worst of you. I've never seen you clean. Don't ever say that again. That's why I really got out of the biz. You know, this game, I don't want to like, here, I got a big time take for you. Are you guys ready? Sit down. Pull over. This game is important today for the Brewers.
Is today a must win?
Is today a must win? No, Toby. This is the new thing. But it's a can't lose. It's not a must win, but it's a can't lose. The thing about this is, and I realized this again watching some of the games yesterday where the Rays beat the Red Sox and Houston beat the White Sox. Game one, dude, you win game one. This is a 5-game series. Both of those series sort of feel over already to me. They're not. And, you know, anything can happen. It's a 5-game series. But to get the head start is massive, because then if you lose, the losing team now, the Red Sox, the White Sox, both of those teams have to win 3 of the next 4. With 2 at home and 2 on the road. So it's going to be important. Houston, they won yesterday. White Sox barely scratched any offense out. I think this is what's happening. Houston's quietly just going to win and like be the buzzkill on these teams. I still think the Rays get to the World Series, but I think Houston's going to buzzkill the White Sox, because everyone's so hype about the White Sox, but Houston just, you know, nobody's thought about them all year. Nobody thinks about them ever. White Sox are fun. Rays are fun. Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays. Look at all this. The Mariners. Nobody. Shohei Ohtani. whoever talks about Houston, not even in a bad way anymore. Nobody cares. And yet they're just going to go and go about their business and win these games.
Yeah, and they have a lot of playoff experience. That can't be overlooked. A lot of these guys know what it's like to play in big games. And I don't know that there's a more intimidating hitter than Yordan Alvarez. Dude's huge. He can hit the ball everywhere. Great player. And with the Rays, I think we might have a new Mr. October. Randy Arozarena just turns it on in the playoffs.
Yeah, that was amazing. He hit the home run, and then he also stole home, which was an incredible play. I mean, you got to see a guy steal home. He says it's the first time he's ever done that, and that's in the playoffs. So that was great. The other story out of that game was Nelson Cruz hit a home run off the catwalk. Off the catwalk, yeah, I said the catwalk. So that is interesting. I get it. I mean, it would have probably been a home run, but it's Major League Baseball. This is the playoffs, and you're giving guys home runs for hitting their ceiling is essentially what happened.
They've got to stop playing baseball at the Trop, man. They got to get a new stadium, or and good for the Rays. They're such a good baseball team, but no one cares about them in Tampa. They got to move or something because that stadium's terrible, and the fan base, I mean, what were there, like 12,000 fans? I mean, it's not a big stadium. It was packed last night for the first time in, what, since the last time they had a playoff game? But, man, that is so stupid that you can hit a catwalk and it'd be a home run.
Yeah, it is really dumb.
And if it hits one of the other rings, it's still in play?
Yeah. Yeah, it can go off the thing and then drop, yeah.
I mean, who designed this thing and didn't think, let's try and keep these out of play?
Well, it's not a baseball stadium. It was already there, wasn't it?
I have no idea, but it's so bad. Dump. I get why Willie Adames didn't like playing there. It looks dark inside. It looks like you're playing at dusk, even though you're indoors. They got to do better than that.
I was there once. I like it. I like being there because, like, you know, you go to Miller Park, and it feels like, it feels like you're at
American Family Field.
I know, I hate this. I said Miller Park, and I thought, Bart, you can't say Miller Park. It's not Miller Park. But just power through. And then Toby over there getting money on the side from AmFam, which I hope you do. How about that? That's what we're going to do. I'm gonna say Miller Park always, and then make American Family Insurance pay you to remind me.
Sure, I'll have no problem with that.
Yeah, so you can get a little dollar on the top there. That's what we'll do. But you go to Miller Park, American Family Field, and it's like, hey, I'm at a baseball stadium. You go to Wrigley Field, or if any of you have been to Fenway, I haven't yet, or Yankee Stadium, even the new one, you're like, wow, this is like an iconic place. You go to the Trop in Tampa, it's like it's like a game. It's like, where am I? It's like, it doesn't make sense. It's weird. It's really weird being there. But not weird being at American Family Field, where a lot of you will be today. I hope this fog goes away. I hope the rain goes away. I think it just might be cloudy today.
There's no way the roof's open today, right? Because there's a chance of rain?
Oh, God, no. God, no. No rain today. Even if it's just cloudy and this temperature.
I need them to have the roof open.
I am agreeing with you.
There's nothing better than cold playoff, and it's not even going to be cold today.
I know.
But I don't get why the Brewers don't use that as an advantage in October. I mean, some of these teams that are going to be traveling in, you play the Dodgers, they come into town, Atlanta, they come into town, they're not used to playing in 40-degree weather. Granted, right now, Milwaukee's quite warm.
I know. You know where the roof is also closed today? Fourth Base Sports Bar, and they are ready for you. Playoff baseball is here, and they are ready. Go tailgate over there. Now, they don't take reservations, so you better get over there. You better get over there and get a seat. This is the place to be either before the game, after the game, during the game. Look, they partied in that movie Major League. That was the bar in that movie. And so why not try to at least party as hard as they did back then? It is Friday, so they've got their 24-ounce lobster tail, all the lobsters back for the playoffs, the 20-ounce ribeye, the bacon crab shrimp, and it's all topped up with a special Jack Apple Moscow Mule at the bar. Atmosphere is going to be great. You can check out their Facebook page. They've also got a website you can check out. I was browsing there the other day. Because when you go in, I've been saying, like, there's not, like, totally a menu. You kind of just order what you want. But you can get some things that they help you out. TheFourthBase.com. You can go to TheFourthBase.com. And I actually, you know, when you sign up for their newsletter, check this out. Do this before you go there today. Sign up for their newsletter, and then you get a free chilled house shot with the purchase of a craft tap if you show them the email. So if that's your bag today, if that's what you're into, you can. It is the weekend after all. You can celebrate. Fourth Base Sports Bar. Check them out. Fourth Base Sports Bar. More than 40 years they've been getting it done at that spot on National Avenue, and there's no better time to be there. No better time than during the playoffs. Also coming up this weekend, Packers, Bengals. You want to talk about overlooking a team? I think we feel the same way about the Bengals that we do about the Braves. We're not overlooking them, but the Packers are going to beat them. Well, what chances do the Bengals have to have Joe Burrow light up a secondary in flux? To have Ja'Marr Chase have 200 yards this weekend? We'll have all that and more. Jay Morrison of The Athletic joins us next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
12:50 a.m. The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. It is a football Friday as we get ready for a football weekend, and it is Friday. But it's also, we have just impromptu-ly dubbed it a fastball Friday as we've got the Brewers and the Braves. 3:30 today. Hopefully we get the NLDS roster before we are out of here at 10. We'll see. Some interesting decisions, what they do in the bullpen and, of course, in the outfield. So we will see. Again, I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby. Jay Morrison joining us as, don't forget, there's a Packer game this weekend and a big one. The 3-1 Packers against the 3-1 Cincinnati Bengals. Jay, thanks for a couple of minutes. You know, with the Bengals this season, they're 3-1. Are they good? I'm trying to figure that out. I think they might be, but I don't know.
Yeah, they are good. It's relative. They have not played anybody of the Packers caliber. So this, you said big game. That is exactly the case here in Cincinnati. I mean, this is the litmus test to see whether this team is for real or not. It's one thing to beat the Jaguars and a struggling Steelers team, and they caught the Vikings in the opener. But if they can beat Green Bay, then I think, not so much locally, but I think nationally, people sit up and take notice and say, hey, something's going on here in Cincinnati.
Yeah, and that something kind of starts with Joe Burrow, who had a nice game the other night on Thursday Night Football, and people are really starting to, people are already paying attention to the number one overall pick who won a national championship, but the NFL's a different beast, and it looks like, you know, even after the injury, Joe Burrow might have this thing figured out.
Yeah, he really does. He showed it last year. He only once did he get to play a team twice, and that was the Browns. He played him in week two, and they played him again in week seven. And just his recall, he has this photographic memory, and he sees little subtle leans on the defense, and it immediately triggers back to something he saw in the first game, and he gets he gets a check called and gets them in the right play for a big gain. They love his physical tools, but what he does mentally is just off the charts. And they saw it from the get-go. I mean, this guy came in and took total command of the offense in a pandemic year when there was no off-season workouts. Everything was virtual. His teammates name him a captain right off the bat as a rookie. It's really been impressive what he's been able to do. And they have kind of, you know, a little bit of kid gloves, a little bit of training wheels with him coming off of the knee. He's starting to prove that it's time to open up this offense. And I wouldn't be surprised to see them take a few more deep shots and really kind of unleash him this week against the Packers.
I think there was a play on that game, the last game that they played, where they had he told a story that he motioned into a play or checked into a play that he remembered running in training camp. And then the whole offense kind of was like, oh, yeah, we know that one. And they scored a touchdown on it. And when he's talking about that, I thought, well, that reminds me of Rodgers. I mean, Aaron Rodgers at the podium this week, they were asking him questions about every time that his Packers have faced the Bengals, you know, every 4 years, the last few years. Oh, you could tell you pretty much everything about it. Rodgers has this insane recall, and I think that's the edge for some of these guys. If Burrow's got that, sky could be the limit for him.
Yeah, it really is. And that play you're talking about, it wasn't a touchdown, but it was at the end of the game. They were driving for the game-winning score, and it was the Jaguars showed a zero blitz. And he knew from playing Baltimore, because the D coordinator at Jacksonville had a Baltimore background, that if they show zero blitz, they bring it. They don't fake it. And he checks into a jailbreak screen, and the way they were aligned, the tight end was the guy that was getting the ball, and they've never run that play to the tight end. But he said, this is what we've got to do. They run it. They get about 25-yard gain, puts them in field goal range, and next play they kick the field goal and win the game. It is remarkable what he can do. And, you know, he's the son of a coach. His dad was a defensive coordinator. He understands defenses, and it's sometimes hard to remember that he still hasn't have a full season. He started 10 games last year, 4 games this year. Technically, he's at the end of his rookie year.
Talking with Jay Morrison of The Athletic, covers the Bengals. Big game this weekend. It's at noon on Sunday. We'll have the Green and Gold postgame show here on The Fan with Dan Plucker, Gary Ellerson. A lot of chat, conversation about what the Bengals were going to do at 5 this year. Do they go offensive line, or do they pair Joe Burrow up with his old teammate Ja'Marr Chase? I would say that worked out, you know, through a quarter of the season. So far, so good. And then when you look at the Packers' secondary, he's a little banged up. No Jaire Alexander, our big stud. I'm a little worried as a Packer fan that Ja'Marr Chase is going to have, another big week. He's been great so far.
Yeah, he's been terrific. And what Packers fans should really be worried about is if T. Higgins comes back, is that he was their second-round pick, number 33 overall last year. Terrific rookie season. He's missed the last two games with a shoulder injury. They are expecting him back. And you put double deep threats out there, and it really – I talked about, you know, maybe this is the week they open up the offense. If they get T. Higgins back, then that really becomes a possibility. But, you know, there was a lot of debate about Chase versus Sewell outside the building. Inside the building, they were all in on Ja'Marr Chase. This is exactly what they had in mind. This was the one hole in Joe Burrow's game last year, was they couldn't hit any deep balls. He had the worst passing percentage of balls thrown over 20 yards of anybody in the league last year. And so they needed somebody to kind of stretch the defense and make explosive plays. They love everything about Chase. A lot of consternation in the preseason. He was dropping everything, easy little screens. It was in his head. And then that first game against Minnesota in the opener, the first pass they threw him, it wasn't an easy one. It was one he had to really go get, not think about. He made that first catch, hasn't had a drop since.
Is Joe Mixon going to play from what you know? And then if he doesn't, how big of a blow is that to the Cincinnati offense?
Yeah, it's a pretty big blow. I don't think he's going to play. They said they wanted to see him go full speed at some point later in the week. He's been limited, or he's not practiced yet. And they just do walkthroughs on Friday, so I don't even know if you can see full speed on a Friday. He missed the last 11 games last year with a foot injury. This is not related, but they want to be cautious. And I think it's a lot of season left. They're not going to push him. It's a low ankle sprain, so it's not serious, but it's not something that you would expect a guy to come back from the following week, even though it was week and a half because they played Thursday night. But it's a big blow. He's been a big part of this offense. That's one of the reasons that they haven't really opened up Joe Burrow, is because they haven't had to. He's throwing 18 times a game, 20 times a game. Last year, he's throwing 50, 55 times a game. It was all Joe Burrow last year. They got a new offensive line coach this year, really kind of revamped the run game. It's been working. And you take Joe Mixon out of that mix, and it's Samaje Perine, and it's a rookie in Chris Evans. And it's not going to have the same feel if Mixon's not in there.
So I like to think of myself as a fantasy or a football fan. You know, I do fantasy. I watch Red Zone. I host a sports show. I mean, I think I should know a little bit. If before we talked, if you were to give me $1,000 to name a Bengals defender, I would have not earned the $1,000. I don't know much about this defense. What can you tell us? Where is their strengths? What are some weaknesses that the Packers could exploit?
Yeah, the strength by far has been the D-line, and that's been surprising because that was the weakness last year, and they invested a lot this year in free agency and in the draft. They drafted three defensive ends. Two of them are out for the year already. Didn't play a single game. And they've just found ways. They've got six different defensive linemen that have sacks already this year. They grabbed Larry Ogunjobi from Cleveland. He's a three technique inside, and him and DJ Reader have just really been pushing the pocket inside. What we thought was going to be the strength, and it's still been really good, are the safeties. Jesse Bates is one of the best safeties in the league. He missed last week with a neck injury, but he'll be back. And then Von Bell, who Packers fans might know well from his days at the Saints, he came to Cincinnati last year. Another guy that came into a brand new locker room, got voted a captain right off the bat. He's been playing really well. So the back end has really been impressive. The D line's been impressive, and they've got a second year linebacker, Logan Wilson, three interceptions already. He's really taken a big step this year and has been a key part of what they've been doing defensively as well.
I was at a game. The Packers played there in 2013. I went as a fan, and the Packers, I think, were driving. Jonathan Franklin fumbled. To this day, it's still the loudest away stadium I've ever been in. At that particular moment, the place was shaking. So I know that Bengals fans, you know, they've been the laughingstock for a long time. Obviously, there's other teams that are rushing to the front of that line here this year. But you got Joe Burrow, you got Ja'Marr Chase, you got an up-and-coming defense, you got the new coach and Zach Taylor, pretty young. Is the returns on him so far pretty good? It's hard to kind of determine how good of a coach he is so far.
Yeah, it's been kind of a lukewarm reception from the fan base. They were thrilled when they hired him. They just wanted somebody new. They wanted Marvin Lewis out. But he goes 6-25-1 in his first 2 years, and everyone brings up the same thing over and over. It's Dave Shula 2.0. And Dave Shula was a young coach, no experience. They hired him. He actually was the victim of Brett Favre's first win when Favre came in and won that game against the Bengals way back in, I believe it was 92. He has never lost this locker room. As bad as things have been, it's never been a team that's laid down and quit. They've played hard. They've lost a lot of close games. He finally has his roster this year. There was a lot of older Marvin Lewis type of veterans on this roster that just weren't quite buying into what he was selling. And, you know, Marvin Lewis kind of coddled the older guys in practice and let them throttle down. Zach Taylor wants practice to be the hardest days of the week. And it took a while to kind of get this roster turned over and get everybody in the mode that he wanted. He's got that this year, and it's starting to show. It's starting to pay dividends.
You know, with Brett Favre in 2005, you had just written a piece that I don't think I was too familiar with this story. Some guy stole the ball from Brett Favre in 2005. Maybe some of the people listening remember that. What happened in this? I don't remember this watching this game.
Yeah, it was the final minute of the game. The Bengals had a 21-7 lead. The Packers had cut it to 21-14, and then, you know, Brett Favre gets the ball back with less than a minute to go, no timeouts. His first pass is a bomb, and they call pass interference. So they immediately move 48 yards into Bengals territory. Then they hit a 19-yard pass, and it's like, oh, my gosh, they're going to do this. They're going to tie the game. That was the year when the Packers weren't very good and the Bengals were. It was their first division championship in 15 years. And right after that 19-yard pass, Favre drops back to pass, and the officials blow the play dead. And everybody's, what's going on? What's going on? And you see this guy run off the sideline, run right in between the teams, run right up to Brett Favre, take the ball out of his hands, and then take off the other way trying to score a touchdown. Juked a couple security guards, had them slam into each other. The crowd goes crazy, and then another security guard just planted him. And it was crazy. The guy never talked for 16 years, but I thought, you know, with the Packers coming back to town, I'm going to reach out to this guy. I did. Had me over to his house for a few beers, told the whole story, and it's up on the Athletic website right now. You can read about it, what exactly happened before, during, and after his caper.
Okay, not only do you need to go read that story at the Athletic from Jay, but you need to see this picture that you took. The guy looks like Brett Favre in this picture.
He really does. He still kind of looks like he did 16 years ago. But I was stunned. I was like, wait a minute, is this some sort of doppelganger? Is that why he did it? Because he looks like Brett Favre, but he swears there was no premeditation, just a little bit of alcohol, and he was enraged over the pass interference call. He was going to go down and yell at the refs, and something took over, and he jumped on the field and stole the ball.
Like, I'm not kidding. People need to go see this. It's not like, oh, he looks like Brett Favre with puffier cheeks. He looks exactly like Brett Favre to me in this picture. It's wild. Well, thanks for some time, man. We'll catch up in 4 years, I guess, or maybe a Super Bowl down the line.
Yeah, probably 4 years.
Yeah, you'll get there before the Packers do. I don't know. We're NFC Championship or bust. I'd maybe be a little more optimistic with Cincy.
The Bengals haven't won a playoff game since 1990, so we'll throttle down the talk on Super Bowl. So for now.
Oh, okay. Fair point. Thank you for your time, Jay. Appreciate it.
Sure. Good talking to you.
Yeah, good talking to you. That's Jay Morrison of The Athletic. Yeah, check out this piece that he had just written. Track down the guy. Hadn't talked for 16 years, and he looks so similar to Brett Favre. Because Jay's such a nice guy and gave us his time, I could take this picture and tweet it out, but I'm gonna make you sign up and read it yourself and support The Athletic. Which, I like talking to guys from The Athletic that don't have me blocked. So that's good. Window Select will block out the cold air. It's all about segues, Toby. It's all that matters. What quarter is it right now?
What do you mean, what quarter?
Of the game you're watching.
The third.
Toby has NFL Game Pass and he watches games during the show. Well, you have, that's fine. You have two screens. It counts as work.
You know, I'm just looking up different things that we can talk about. And
yeah, you got game on.
Yeah.
Big deal. You got TV on. Big deal. And there's nothing wrong with it because it is work. Just like when I worked, I did music radio, I have to know pop culture. So I always thought it was okay to watch adult films at work because that's part of pop culture. I always argued that. And the boss was like, okay. He also like was never there, so... Anyway, Window Select, 262-703-30, no segue there, 262-703-3500. I segued in and then stumbled out and now stumbling back in. At Window Select, they have the incredible deals. Buy one, get one on the windows. No matter how many windows you get, if you need 16 windows for the 16 years since this guy stole this football, that's 8 for free. If you need 40 windows, that's 20. If you need 100, that's 50. I think you guys can go from there. Windowselect.com, 262-703-3500. They will block out the cold air. So some of the windows that you may have in your house, maybe the house is old and you moved in and the windows you haven't, you're just like, oh, I'm sure they're updated. They probably aren't. You know, these windows in these older homes especially are old and they're not anywhere near the design and the capabilities in terms of energy efficiency and high quality is the windows that they can make today. And that's important because you want to block out the cold air because it lowers the heating cost. So if more cold air is getting through the windows can leak, then your heater is like, oh, we got to work harder to keep the heat going in this house. But if the windows keep that out, your heater's like, oh, cool, I can just chill a little bit and not drive up your energy bill. So for that reason, too, it's a great deal. Windows Select. They'll come out to your house, do a free consultation. $100 gift card to the Packer Pro Shop when they come out for you. $100 gift card they will give you at the Packer Pro Shop just for doing a consultation. Then when you get signed up, no payments for a year and all of their products with a double lifetime warranty. We'll do our six-pack of picks every Friday. We'll do that next. Toby tells me he has the lock of the week, lock of the month, lock of the century.
Lock of the weekend.
Lock of the weekend. Okay, we'll have some picks coming up next. Good morning, everybody. It's a football Friday, and around here, it's also a fastball Friday. It's time for our six-pack of picks. Brought to you by Otto's Wine and Spirits. You're heading to tailgate today. You got to stop somewhere. Stop at Otto's. There's 7 Milwaukee employee-owned locations that'll bring you the largest selection of wines, beer, and liquors at everyday low prices. Otto's Wine and Spirits.com. All right, so Toby and I will each give you 3 picks of something that we think is going to happen. They can be anything about anything in sports at all. Again, these are, for the most part, these are like fun little fun funds. But Toby says he's got the lock of the weekend. So why don't you hit me with that first, young Toby?
All right, there's a player prop I like in the New York Jets and Atlanta Falcons game.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
There is no Calvin Ridley, there is no Russell Gage, and Cordero Patterson's receiving yard total is 42.5.
Oh!
Give me the over on that 100 times out of 100.
I thought you were going to go Kyle Pitts.
No, Cordero Patterson in his last 3 games has gone for 52 yards, or 56 yards, 82 yards, and 82 yards receiving. He's not going under 42.5.
Yeah, I think that he'll have a big game. I think that Pitts can have a big game. All their dudes are out. Russell Gage is out too. So everyone's going to pick up this Dr. Zaius guy. Or Zacchaeus, I don't know.
Zacchaeus?
Yeah, they're going to pick him up. And he's not going to do anything. He's going to disappoint you. Those guys always never do anything. I think that there's going to be an over, whatever the over-under is set on, of people waking up and being like, oh, there's a game. Oh, I didn't take Ridley out of my lineup. I thought I had till noon. Oh, commissioner, can you help me out here? I mean, you got to do it now. You got to do it now. I am excited. I love a good 8:30 a.m. London game, our time. I am going to take a player prop. I'm going to say Tim Anderson hits a home run today. I don't know what the odds are on that, but that's what I'm saying. I was watching that game a little yesterday, and they said, Tim Anderson, he's going to be aggressive tomorrow. He's going to be looking at that first pitch. And the White Sox are going to be mad. They're going to want to crank some balls out of here. So I'm going to say Tim Anderson, home run today.
I like it.
We're getting crazy.
All right.
Woo!
I'm going to go with the Red Sox on the money line today. Plus 115. Chris Sale's on the mound against Shane Baz. I like Chris Sale. Give me the Red Sox on the money line today.
Ooh, they need an outing out of him, too.
Yeah, they do.
Rodriguez did not make it through 2 innings yesterday. So they need an outing out of Chris Sale big time. All right, college football. Bama is an 18-point favorite over Texas A&M. It is Nick Saban against a former coach. Give me Bama and the points. They will cover that.
-18.5?
-18.5. Give it to me. Give it to me, baby.
I picked against Bama last week, covering the spread. I'm never doing that again. I like that pick. All right. Let's make it a little interesting with something that's going on today in Milwaukee. Brewers and Braves. Give me over 7 runs scored. In 4 of 6 matchups this year between the Brewers and the Braves, they've scored more than 7 runs. I think one of the offenses gets hot and puts some runs on the board. I think they're definitely going to score more than 7 runs today.
All right. Give me the Steelers to beat the Broncos outright. I believe the line is even. Broncos traveling. Steelers are garbage. They'll find a way to win, though. Give me the Steelers over the Broncos as pick number three.
I like it.
I don't.
Well, I don't like it either because I'm picking the Broncos, but I'm just going to say I like it for your sake.
Okay. Is the Broncos your six-pack a pick?
No.
Okay, okay, because they can't be the same game. I just made up that rule. So you gave? Did you give me your three?
I did.
And I gave you my three?
Yeah, you went Tim Anderson
home run.
So that
was six?
Alabama 18.5. Steelers over the Broncos. I said Cordarrelle Patterson over 42.5 receiving yards. Red Sox on the money line today with Chris Sale on the mound. And Brewers and Braves over 7 runs scored.
And I'm going to give you one more. Bart, for the first time in a week and a half, gets to 10,000 steps. I have been lagging on that. And I'm thinking of it ever more since Gary Ellerson on Monday looked at me and said, you need to go up one. And I said, up one what? And he said, up one shirt size. Whatever you're wearing isn't cutting it. I said, Gary, I just graduated to extra large. And he said, well, you better hit that stage again, Bart, because you're fat, is essentially what he said. We hear from Devontae Adams next hour. We got plenty of time for you, 414-799-1250. Our full NFL picks in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. It is a football Friday. It is a fastball Friday with the Brewers and Braves, 337. We've got you covered right here on Da Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.